I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Ellis Marsalis III has jazz in his blood. He's the son of pianist Ellis Marsalis. His brothers are the tenor sax player Branford, trumpet player Winton, trombonist Delfeo, and drummer Jason. But instead of sticking to the family business, this Marsalis pursued a very different passion, photography. His current exhibition, Voices and Visions of the Block, blends prose, poetry, and black and white photographs from his East Baltimore neighborhood. Ellis Marsalis III, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, you know, again, I'm from Baltimore. Great to have you showing a bit of the city. And, you know, it's a very strange city. It has so much joy and beauty and hope and so much depression and degradation. What kind of lens do you try to bring to the city?
Well, one of the things that I was really trying to do is I'm trying to cut through a lot of the deception, or really, you know, everything is when you talk about a city, certainly when you talk about a black city, things get to be contrived, which means that what it becomes is controlled by the dominant culture vision of that city. And it's difficult to cut through it. And what I tried to do is to try to paint a picture, say, well, look, here we're going to take one block in Baltimore City and take a look at it in its entirety, not just from the standpoint of, I'm going to try to make it look good. I'm going to try to make everybody look a certain way. I try to allow everything to be exactly what it is and say, look, here it is. And there's wonderful things in it and there's not so wonderful things in it. But there's a certain beauty that comes out of it if you take it in whole, like it is, as opposed to in little sort of components. You know, when you, in a sense, we tend to pull things out of their context.
What was it like to shoot on your block? There must be a very intimate relationship. Did people ever get upset when they saw the photographs, or did they have ecstatic moments when they saw the photographs that you shot of them?
Well, you know, I got a little bit of both. You know, I didn't get too many people that were upset. No one was really mad. There were a few people who I think were annoyed. There were a lot of people who were, you know, fascinated by it at the very beginning, because the project sort of started in the mid-90s. And I photographed all the way through pretty much 2003 before the book was published in 2004. And it was difficult to explain what I was doing, especially over that length of time. There was a lot of people who saw me and I said, well, I'm working on a book about, you know, the neighborhood. And there was a lot of disconnection between, well, you're taking pictures. Are you writing a book? Is this a picture book? Or what is it? And I explained, you know, I said, I'm actually working on a photo narrative. And there's a certain, you know, sort of a kind of a market for that. Less a market, but it's sort of like a genre. And that's the medium of my choice, you know, from an artistic standpoint. And I was really trying to tell a story. And I had to give it the time to let the story unfold as best as I could. And it took me just a little bit shy of 10 years.
Wow.
To piece it all together.
I want you to describe a photograph for us, Manchild.
Manchild is essentially a 13-year-old boy sitting on a stoop next to two guns. Both of the guns were his, and he's sucking his thumb. And it is, I always look at the photograph, and it's hard for me because I know the kid. I know him. So I don't bring to it as much pathos as a lot of people bring to it, sort of like the shame and this is a tragedy. And I find the photograph utterly absurd.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by absurd?
Well, it's absurd. I mean, you have a 13-year-old kid with guns sucking his thumb. I could think of nothing. It's like when you think of the community, or, you know, I comment all the time that I live in a black working class community. And I know that when the dominant culture describes, they use the word working class, the word black is never around the word working class. It's always like working class blue collar is always about white towns, little small villages or towns with, you know, coal miners or steel workers or ex-auto workers. But you never hear the word working class in black. And that's what this is. This is a working class black community. And inside of it, there is this other, these are all the things that are going on in it. And when you hear about a black community, and they oftentimes refer to it as a ghetto, you know, dangerous place, prowling with drug dealers, everybody's afraid to come out of their homes, and all of this absurd talk. Out of the absurd talk is this genuinely absurd thing, which is the exact opposite of what you would think.
I want to ask you, before we let you go, we have a couple minutes left. You're a New Orleans native. You come from a very storied family of musicians. What did you bring with you from New Orleans when you came to Baltimore and when you came to photograph Baltimore?
Well, I think what I brought is that it wasn't so much growing up in New Orleans. It was growing up in New Orleans with your father being a jazz musician. It brings you, you get to see things that I don't think a lot of people see. I don't think you get to see things I don't think a lot of black people see. Sort of how to, there's a workmanship about the craft that you do, very much like jazz. I mean, there's something very simple about jazz in the sense that if you're a jazz musician, you know, people say, how do you get to be a jazz musician? You just show up, you know, you show up and you play. You know, degrees aren't going to help you. Having so-and-so being the tutelage, or you have to play. You have to do the thing. And when I attacked a project, I looked at it in that very sense. That, you know, you've got to show up. You've got to meet the people. You've got to photograph. You've got to tell the story. And well, so that's sort of how I approached it.
Well, Ellis Marsalis III, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And Ellis Marsalis III is a photographer and poet. He joined us from member station WYPR in Baltimore. His exhibition, Voices and Visions of the Block, is on view now through August 12th at the Smithsonian's Anacostia Community Museum in Washington, D.C. And to see selected images from the show, including Manchild, go to our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.